of Gary Sill, but Gamble will come across and he'll rescue the situation. And Mansfield can get this ball away.
Arnold,
as he sent the ball through the legs of Dean Bennett. Now onto the central midfield area for Jonathan Delaye, who looks increasingly like the player he was last season, Steve Archer. Mansfield coming forward again, but that ball is poor on that occasion by Blackwood.
He's been played there by somebody there, wasn't it?
He's pulling it back, hasn't he? Who thumps it forward up towards the chest of Stallard, who goes down, and yes, that's going to be a penalty. Yes, the assistant referee has given it. The referee didn't initially give the decision. The assistant referee waved his flag like he was bringing a Boeing 767 and immediately put the flag to his chest and signalled that Stallard had been impeded. Yeah, Stallard's won the penalty and he can take it, see.
Yeah, the problem that the officials got, the linesman or whatever you want to call him, just happened that four of the Kidderminster substitutes were warming up around him and they've all berated him. The referees had to dive over Nigel and sort of protect him a little bit, haven't they?
Mark Stallard looking for goal number two this season in a stag shirt. This lad really could make a name for himself. Number nine, Mark Stallard steps up, shoots, yeah! And he scores a beauty! Chips it over the diving keeper, and Mark Stallard, already in the space of a couple of weeks, is making a real name for himself here at Field Mill. The former Northman is on the score sheet, and Mansfield Town lead by one goal to the in the 20th minute. Mansfield Town 1, Kidderminster Harriers 0, Mark Stallard.
Yeah, it was a good move by Mansfield as well, Nigel, wasn't it? Good move down into the half time before we switch off and just have a chill out for 5 minutes. Just all of us need a rest, don't we?
Clearance by Kidderminster returns upfield toward Mark Stallard, whose hold up play is just quality. Back to Gary Sill. Mansfield have bodies in the box. Jason Leeds, one of them. It's towards Jason Leeds, Blackwood! Yeah! 2-0! Michael Blackwood!
By Jason Lee and the acrobatic finish there by Blackwood. Good goal, and how pleasing will that be for Blackwood scoring against Kidderminster Harriers. But I tell you something, 2-0. The whole place, the whole field mill is alive with a
very much appreciate Wendy as that ball is flicked infield by Jason Lee. Stallard gets it through to Blackwood, who's in the penalty area. Good defending though there by the number 6, Luke Jones, and he's put it out for a corner. The Saxon get another one right on the stroke of half time, because we're in first half injury time. It would be some achievement.
Would indeed, again good play though, good link up play by everyone.
This corner's taken short. Arnold to Blackwood, back to Arnold again, who drives it out. He goes right up to the other side of the 18-yard box, cleared by Kidderminster, that silks the first man to it. He nods it to Jason Lee, who gives it back to Silk. Now forward to Sumner. Stallard wants it at the back post. It comes off the defender. Luke Hall and the keeper. He kicks it up to the crossbar. Yeah!
It is, yeah. I think out of the two teams that's down on the field, it's Mansfield that, do look
it's
right.
It's going to come down with Barnes-Homers on the end of this. A chance!
Well, that's tough.
And a goal! Well, Barnes-Homer, it was just a huge upfield clearance. And the Mansfield defence there, O'Hare and Moses, are both arguing whose man was he. And he just stole around the back of Aidy Moses and slid it under Paddy Gamble. And now then, it's 3-1. Barnes Homer with the goal.
Well, I was just about to say, out of both the teams that are on, it's only Barnes Homer will find over the score. And as soon as I'm halfway through saving, Kitty was a goalie. That's a going to take this curse, Nigel, for that one, I think.
Well, I was just saying that it started to tee 3 yards from goal. Very central. The man over it is Martin Britton. He's there. He's the man who will take it if it's going to be a right foot shot, and it is. And it's a good shot. Oh, it's kicked over the crossbar by Paddy Gamble. Terrific shot, terrific save. And Cinnamon's out there, fifth corner of the second half.
Yeah, great free kick there, wasn't it? But Paddy Gamble, strong right fist to be able to punch the ball away up and out for a corner. Great save.
Good effort it was, as it's driven in this cross. Towards the back stick, and that's in the back of the net. And it's Richards who makes it 3-2. He wasn't picked up inside the penalty area. And it's Mansfield Town 3, Kidderminster Harriers 2. And now, oh now, oh now, we start to worry. 1 minute of added-on time has elapsed. 3 minutes of added-on time remaining. The referee's enjoying the game because he's going to keep it going. The tag fans are up for it. There's another long ball. He's thumped forward. O'Hare is underneath it. Heads it away. As far as the number 16, Martin Britton, turns, swivels, drives it in left footer. Jason Lee is back there defending. Nathan Arnold is the man who's got on the end of that clearance. And he's going to take the man on and go to the byline. O'Connor's miles offside. But Sumner isn't. And he plays it through to Sumner on the edge of the area. Sumner leaves it for O'Connor, who shoots.
Great play by Mansfield, terrific goal.
It really was, but here come Kidderminster.